are back right now here at the Motor City Nightmares here in Novi, Michigan. And we got ourselves a guest here. What's up, Vinny?
That's right. You sure do, man. We got Lou Temple.
Woo!
Lou Temple, what's up, sir?
Hey, how are y'all? Hello, everybody. Motor City Nightmare. Here we are. And I think we're in Detroit,
Close enough.
Y'all know me as Axel on The Walking Dead, and Adam Banjo, and The Devil's Rejects, and all the good folks have come out to say hello. It's a beautiful day, and it's very kind for everyone to take this beautiful day to come indoors and say hi. It's crowded. It's good.
Yes, and it's going to get busier, too.
Yeah, I know that. So we're having a great time. We've got several of the cast members from The Devil's Rejects here. We're fixing to go have a panel at 1 o'clock with Sid Haig, Bill Mosley, Kane Hodder's here, Ken Foray, Lou Temple, but right now I'm on board with y'all.
Yes, you're on Alien X Radio.
We just heard Alice Cooper.
Yes, my favorite artist of all time.
Favorite artist of all time. I had the honor and pleasure to chat and have a Coca-Cola with Alice Cooper in Rob Zombie's backyard. We talked a lot of Detroit Tiger baseball. He's a huge fan.
Awesome.
And golf.
He loves
golf. So that was delightful, but rather bizarre.
Yeah, you're just, you know, I'd like
name dropping.
Right, yeah, in a broom, right? Up all these names.
Yeah,
that's kind of surreal.
I'm good at that.
Yeah,
it is. And then you realize, hey, this is someone that's an incredible artist that has particularly normal interests.
Sure. I mean, everybody's got to have normal interests, too. Right?
Yeah. Or paranormal interest.
Yes.
Which I couldn't pass on that opportunity to segue.
Right.
Into that as I'm surrounded by the Seekers, which is our
third eye paranormal.
Third eye. Everybody has a third eye, right? And
some people use it more than others.
That's it. That's the point. Which is
a pineal gland.
Trying to develop that third eye. I'm always interested in paranormal activities, paranormal pursuits, and I think the paranormal enthusiasts are well versed. But I'm interested in the people that don't know as much about it, but have experiences and unexplained experiences, right? I like those conversations that when they come to a well-versed paranormal and they explain what they've experienced, and then there's an explanation for it.
Sure, somebody, you know, actually has some insight into what you have no idea what you experienced.
Yeah, and no one else. And so you finally have found somebody to be able to believe you. You've experienced this, and so I think that's always interesting. I'm sure it must be incredibly interesting for
them. Absolutely. We did a live broadcast from one of their paranormal investigations.
Oh, wow.
And we did that live, and we were struck with technical problem after technical problem. Before we could even start, we were like an hour late getting out of the air because my entire registry was rewritten when we arrived.
Wow.
It was crazy.
So you don't expect that. That's, to me, paranormal is very unexpected.
So I want to jump in really quick. I want to actually get a chance to talk about some of your work, like the work on The Walking Dead. Give us a little bit of insight on what that was like.
Well, The Walking Dead, of course, it's incredibly popular. It's this cross-cultural phenomenon, you know, that has taken everybody by storm. On the personal level, working on it, it's so gratifying because there's such satisfaction in doing that type of good work. And every week that we go and do an episode, we're trying to outdo last week's episode or do better. And that's kind of the bar that's been set. And it's set at every station on the show, from producerial to writers to the directors and the actors, wardrobe, hair, makeup, camera crew. Everybody is raising the bar. And everybody is very familial. It becomes a family. And you just feel really good at the end of the day with what you've accomplished. It's a lot of work. We're in Georgia. We're in Atlanta, Georgia. It's very hot in the summer. The season's fixing to go to work. They start this coming week. Really? On the new season. And so they're right in the middle of gearing up for season 5. And
it seems like we just watched the finale for season 4.
Yeah, well, they gotta keep producing. My experience was fantastic. I was invited in. I was treated incredibly great. Everybody was just so hospitable and so delightful, and I'll always be a member now of the Walking Dead family, which is just an honor. It's great. Andrew Lincoln is so special. He really is the guy that's the quarterback that sets the bar. Our first reveal as the prisoners was when Herschel had his leg cut off, and the cast that had performed that scene had the day off because they had done that side of the scene the day before. And they came in, all of them, to redo the scene that we might be able to react to it. And that just showed me immediately what level of work that they were doing. And every day it was at that level. There's a lot of collaboration between the writers, the producers, and the cast. And it's done right. I'm really proud, impressed to have been part of it.
It really is. I've always been a zombie movie fan and a zombie movie show fan. But this is, in my opinion, the best the genre has ever been done.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of it though the zombies or walkers, or as we call them, and they're a huge part of the show. They're the element that really represents our reality, society's reality. There's not any of us that don't wake up in a bit of a survival mode, whether it's our mortgage or insurance, price of gas. We have a loved one that may be ill with some sort of a sickness. So I think the walkers represent that, and I think that's why the show lands so well. And of course, Greg Nicotero, who's a fantastic director now, but is the head of special effects and executive producer, he does so well with the walkers. They're really great.
Yeah. Well, we're being told not to cut you off, but we're being told that you have a panel to get to.
I do have to go speak about the Devil's Rejects. It's coming up on 10 years. Next July will be 10 years that we had put the Devil's Rejects out.
Totally does not seem like that.
It just feels like
the same thing.
Just had my face cut off last week by Bill Moseley. So I'm going to go talk about that. But thank you so much. It's been wonderful to be here. And if you're all in the Detroit area, come on and see us. We're having a good time.
Right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Lou Temple from The Walking Dead.
Awesome.
And Devil's Rejects. Thank you, Lou. All right. So, well, how do you follow that? That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's right. You know, I love celebrities that not only are willing to talk, but they're also, willing to give themselves and give some time for something like this. You know what I mean?
Hang on a second. I got to do this.
The Walking Dead. All new episodes Sunday nights at 9, only on AMC.
Go check it out.
All right. Well, we'll see.
That was so awesome.
Yeah.
Just saying. That was great.
Yeah. That's what we do.